Hi, you been Lynn?
Yes.
Work
3CR.
3CR, yeah. Community Radio. You were at the MUA last night.
Yes.
Are you okay to have a quick interview?
Sure.
So, can you start, please, by introducing yourself and why you're here today?
Yes, I'm Berlin Guerrero, and one of the conveners of the Philippine Caucus for Peace. And I'm part of the whole Bayan organization. And we are here. This day is actually the birthday anniversary of one of Filipino heroes, Andres Bonifacio. And also anniversary of Anak ng Bayan, or Anak Bayan, which is the organization of Filipino progressive youth. We are here as part of the global mobilization protesting the ongoing political crisis over the gross violation, because basically government officials are robbing the Philippines through corrupt practices, which was exposed by the flooding in the Philippines. And the corruption is rooted in insertions in the allocations of the budget. And there are billions of pesos inserted into the annual budget, but these allocations are taken away or withdrawn and used in so-called flood mitigation projects. But actually the projects are, many of them are ghost projects. Some are unfinished. Some they used substandard materials. And basically just a small percent of the budget supposed to be for infrastructure project goes into the project, but the bigger part goes into the pockets of politicians. Now, it's not just public works officials who are involved, but involves members of the Congress, members of the Senate, senators and congressmen, and also it goes up to the office of the president, because it is the president who approves of the project and presents the national economic expenditure proposals, which he himself inserts money, billions of pesos, so that it will go into corrupt practices. And so we are calling for them to resign. President Marcos and also Vice President Sara should resign, and also all those who are involved in corruption should resign. If not, it is going to be the people's movement who will get them out of office. So we're calling for their resignation, we are calling for their ouster. And we're calling for a National Transition Council to get them out, and also to present a better alternative for the Filipino people.
And if I might ask, just simply because I recognized you from your performance at the MUA last night, could you give me a brief overview of why you were in attendance last night?
Yes, we are. We extend our solidarity with the Australian people, especially those who are involved in finding a better society for Australian people. And the Eureka anniversary and the dismissal of Whitlam, it expresses how the people through the Eureka, you know, sought to put forward a more progressive idea or program for the Australian government. But then when its leader, through the Prime Minister Whitlam, was seen as detrimental to the interest of capitalists, yes, so they had to do a regime change. That's the term people use today. So the dismissal was a regime change.
Actually. I've heard the dismissal described as a coup. What do you think
yes,
about
also
that?
A coup, yeah. For more rightist and people to take over. So, yeah, so, and it happens not only in third world countries like the Philippines or in many Latin Americans, and now what's happening in Nepal or Bangladesh. Even before the war broke out in Ukraine, there were regime change because U.S. would like to put people who would take care of, make sure that their interests are protected. And so from Whitlam to another, I don't know who was it Hawke who took over after Whitlam?
Fraser.
Yeah.
Oh, it went to the Liberal Party.
That's right.
After that, but then Hawke after Fraser.
So I think like yesterday we were talking about the lessons, right? Mm. The lesson would be we have to really make sure that the people's organizations, especially the unions, who are the real labor power, not the ALP, should be very much aware and consolidated so that they will fight for the labor or the working class interest and not the interest of business and so on. So I think for us,
and that the people remember that the unions are themselves.
Yes, that's right. So we are in solidarity with the union movement.
Yes,
we are in solidarity with the progressive organizations in Australia, and we also do our bit in organizing Australians and also migrants, so that we can forge a stronger unity amongst many peoples and communities and ethnic groups, because we believe that international solidarity is the key to defeating imperialism and its reactionary forces.
And one last time, just so we can have a record of it for our listeners, what organization you're with, and if you have music online, you're welcome to also say where that might be.
Yes, like I said, I'm with the Philippine Caucus for Peace. It is an organization which look at the relationship of the struggle of the people in the Philippines to achieve genuine and lasting peace. What we believe in is that peace, real peace, is based on justice. Without justice, there is no peace.
And without memory and history, there is no justice.
Exactly, that's right. In terms of music, we promote the music of progressive songwriters and groups like Musikang Bayan. We have a group here, it's called ALPA, Advanced League of People's Artists, and we're promoting it as a cultural group that presents progressive works, and we invite people to join them as well, because we believe cultural work is very important in awakening the people and, you know, reaching out to their artistic capacity to express their protest, their aspirations, not only in cultural forms but also in being able to go out to the streets and fight the regime, fight the imperialist and the enemies of the people.
If anybody wanted to find you on the internet, where would they go?
Oh, they can go to the Facebook page of Bayan or PCP, or maybe through you.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Appreciate your time.
I saw you last night at the MUA. Yeah. You were there. Yeah. Really nice.
During the bicameral conference committee, I am here for the DPW Hedge infrastructure and flood control project. Does the call claim that the funds did not go to public service? Instead, he personally delivered suitcases filled with cash to Marcos and House Speaker Martin Romualdez, alleging Marcos received a 25% cut. Shame! According to Paul, a total of 56 billion in kickbacks came from flood control contracts between 2022 and 2025, all flowing up to Marcos and Romualdez. This is not just corruption. This is a criminal enterprise. Meanwhile, Vice President Sara Duterte remains complicit. patronage and self-dealing. Her office and other institutions under her influence have been implicated in procurement scandals and influence have been in budget heading that further entrenched dynastic rule. Sara Duterte's office has been embroiled in scandal after scandal, the most infamous being the 125 million pesos for pension fund spent in just 11 days. Public money used with zero transparency and zero explanation. Shame! Her tenure at the office of the past president in the Department of Education has also been marred by irregular procurement, questionable budgets, and bloated contracts, a continuation of dynastic politics built on patronage and plunder. These are not isolated incidents. They are symptoms of a rotting political system where public funds fuel private ambition. If Marcos and Sara Duterte must go, the people must be ready to put forward a democratic, people-powered alternative. We call for the establishment of a national transition council, a body composed not of political dynasties, not military strong men, but of the very sectors who carry the weight of the nation on their backs. Workers, peasants, women, youth, indigenous peoples, and all oppressed communities. This council would represent the genuine democratic aspirations of the Filipino people. It would prioritize public welfare over private profit, rebuild governance from the grassroots up, and dismantle the machinery of corruption that has long suffocated our nation. This is the national democratic alternative. Government in the hands of the people serving the needs of the people. The November 30 nationwide and global mobilization is not only about exposing corruption. It is about reclaiming our collective future, a future where public funds serve the people, not political clans. We join the call for the resignation of Marcos and Sara Duterte. No more impunity for the ruling elite. A genuinely independent people-led investigation into all corruption cases, especially flood control anomalies. Full recovery of the stolen public funds with transparency, restitution, and prosecution of all involved. An end to political dynasties. Power must return to the people, not remain the inheritance of the wealthy few. Climate justice and disaster accountability infrastructure must protect the vulnerable, not to be a cash cow for the corrupt. The formation of a national transition council composed of workers, peasants, women, youth, indigenous peoples, and all oppressed sectors representing a people-powered democratic alternative to elite rule. To Filipino communities in Australia and worldwide, stand firm and stand united. Let our voices join the thunderous outcry in the Philippines. This fight is not only for those back home, it is a fight for our dignity, our rights, and our future as people. Thank you.